It is a great day to be a Hoosier and a Boilermaker, isn't it? It's a great day for Indiana. It's a joy to be with all of you today. And to David Joyce, the CEO of GE Aviation, and Tony Aiello, the Vice President, who we just heard from, to members of the Indiana General Assembly, so well represented here, to local officials, to President Daniels and everyone of the Purdue family, to my fellow Hoosiers, it is my honor to welcome the world's largest jet engine manufacturer to the heart of the heartland, the state of Indiana. GE Aviation, we are excited to have you here. Today, GE Aviation proves once again that Indiana is open for business and Indiana is a state that works. By choosing Indiana for its new jet engine facility, GE Aviation has recognized Indiana's great strengths, our tradition in manufacturing and education and innovation, especially a focus on world-class higher education and workforce. For decades, our industry and academic institutions have been developing the big ideas, the new technologies, and Hoosier workers have been bringing those big ideas to life and delivering them all across the world. And that's going to be true with GE Aviation, starting in the near future. But let me say, as we worked closely, David, with your team and with Tony and all the rest, as they know, I think Indiana's always a good decision. When you look at Indiana's record, you realize GE Aviation's decision to come to the Hoosier State did not require a leap of faith. Even in these difficult days, think about it. Indiana has balanced budgets, strong reserves, one of the few states in America with a AAA bond rating from all of the major credit rating agencies, sound infrastructure, a commitment to education, innovation, a higher education system that is second to none. We're a right-to-work state. Last year, we passed the largest state tax cut in Indiana history, and yesterday, I signed tax reform that will give communities more tools to encourage investment and make Indiana the second lowest corporate tax rate in the United States of America. That's what we mean when we say Indiana is a state that works, and it's going to work for GE Aviation for many years to come. Now, moments like this are important in many ways, and I think that it's most important to give credit where credit is due. First and foremost, let me express my heartfelt appreciation to GE Aviation for your professionalism and your willingness to look to the Hoosier State as the site for this first final assembly plant for your new LEAP engine. It is extraordinary to think of this engine behind me is 002, is that right? With 6,000 orders already in the queue, this one's going to have a lot of brothers and sisters real soon, and a whole bunch of them are going to be made right here in the state of Indiana. And I couldn't be more excited. But we are grateful to your team for opening the door to Indiana and letting us have the opportunity to tell our story. Secondly, I want to express my heartfelt appreciation to the state's entire economic development team. And not just the capable team at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation and our Department of Commerce, but here in Indiana, as GE Aviation learned, we all work together at every level. And so let me express my appreciation to members of the General Assembly who strongly supported our economic development efforts, to local officials like Mayor Roswarski, who's with us here today, who worked in close partnership with us, to local commissioners, and to all of those at every level who, from the very first contact in June of last year with GE Aviation, worked together to make this a reality. Every Hoosier should be grateful to every man and woman that told our story to GE Aviation, and I am. And also, let me express my heartfelt appreciation to the entire team here at Purdue University. Let me be clear. Today's announcement would not have been possible without the rich tradition and active engagement of Purdue University and President Mitch Daniels. Thank you for your contribution to this community and this state. As GE Aviation already knows, through Purdue's tradition in flight and in engineering, from Amelia Earhart to Neil Armstrong to even a son of mine who is an undergraduate here at Purdue University in the flight program, From Purdue University, Americans for generations have reached the skies and the stars from this place. And thanks to the confidence and the investment of GE Aviation, that tradition here at Purdue University and in this community will continue and grow for generations to come. Finally and lastly, I believe the credit for a day like today, while it is certainly owing to all the participants and all those who've supported this moment, I believe ultimately the credit belongs to the people of Indiana. GE Aviation just described how rigorous a process they go through in making their decisions about investments, and we certainly can testify to that. Their decision to locate a new $100 million jet engine facility, creating up to 200 new good-paying jobs by 2020, I believe is a tribute, mostly to the reputation and the character of the hardworking people of the state of Indiana. Modesty, diligence, generosity, faith, a commitment to family, a commitment to teamwork, a pride in craftsmanship and excellence are all synonymous with the character of the people of Indiana. And so join me in thanking the people of Indiana, to whom mostly the credit for this day truly belongs. So on their behalf, to GE Aviation, on behalf of all the great people of the great state of Indiana, I say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for believing in our people. Thank you for believing in this community and in our state. Indiana won't let you down. Now let's go build some engines.